With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A surging death toll is accompanying a slight break in the weather as firefighters in Los Angeles cast a wary eye on a forecast for yet more winds. And now, LAPD Chief Jim McDonald says they can no longer escort or allow residents to go back to their burned-out homes.
We have search operations now beginning. We will have cadaver dog deployment, and that will result in crime scene preservation efforts, and then the recovery of remains, working closely with the L.A. County Coroner. Tomorrow, winds will be picking up, as you heard, further, complicating our efforts and creating an additional fire danger.
The death toll now stands at 24, with at least another 16 still missing, a number officials say is likely to rise. Americans face a massive tax increase at the end of this year, unless the 119th Congress extends the current Trump tax cuts. The citizens group Americans for Prosperity this morning is launching an eight-figure nationwide campaign to inform voters they need to get involved. AFP Vice President Akash Shaguli says the issue is a little-known provision in the Trump tax cuts enacted back in 2017.
The individual side tax cuts and then some key business provisions for small businesses and others were set to expire at the end of 2025, which means that absent action from Congress and the president, Americans will see a massive tax hike at the end of the year. We want to make sure people are aware of the fact that that tax hike is coming if Congress doesn't act, and urge them to act to extend and build on those tax cuts.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. Today's scheduled debut launch of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket is called off because of technical problems. The company says it's reviewing opportunities for its next launch attempt. This is SRN News. Christian ministries are rushing to help victims of the L.A. fires.
Operation Blessing is teaming up with World Vision and Mercury One. They're rushing aid to residents of the city and surrounding areas devastated by wildfires that seem to spring up without warning and consume large swaths of property and land. Operation Blessing says it has people on the ground assessing the situation and determining how best to help. Solar flashlights, hygiene kits, and other items are already being handed out to evacuees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Polish government says it will not seek to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at this month's events, marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. The need for the unusual announcement prompted by the International Criminal Court, which has declared Netanyahu a war criminal over Israel's battle with the terrorist group Hamas. It's been going on now for 15 months. This is SRN News. Did you know dogs, cats, and other pets can become infected with the bird flu? Correspondent Julie Walker reports on a California man whose two cats died after drinking raw milk recalled because of the risk of the bird flu.
A California man who lost two of his four cats, Alexander and Tuxie, in November after feeding them raw milk says he also drank it and was just trying to make them healthy.
I was trying to bring his quality of life back up and make him actually live longer, right? And hopefully heal whatever is wrong with him. But, yeah, of course, ultimately killed him.
Joseph Journal says a third cat, Big Boy, had to be hospitalized and tested positive for bird flu. A month later, Rock Bar Milk had to be recalled due to bird flu risk in animals. Nearly a dozen California cats have died after consuming raw milk or raw pet food contaminated with bird flu. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.